April is here, and if your windows won't open for fresh air or seal tight to keep out pollen and bugs, then talk to Window Nation. Right now, for every two windows you buy, you'll get two free. There's no limit to how much you can save. Plus, save even more with no interest or payments for 24 months. With proven quality, you'll get affordable windows that meet or beat the national brands. Don't miss out. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com to schedule your free in-home estimate.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently. Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have The Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get The Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
This is the Go Birds Podcast.
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Hey, hello. The Go Birds Podcast, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. James Seltzer, Elliot Shore, Parks coming your way. Talking a little gambling today, Elliot. We're going to get into the NFC East future odds in a bit. There's a lot of really interesting stuff in there, especially with some news that came out today. But quickly, first of all, download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app so you can have some fun with us. We'll tell you more about that later. But what have you been having some fun with lately, Elliot? What bets you've been making on the Parks app?
I don't know if having fun is maybe the best. No, I mean, of course, it's always fun. Man, let me tell you.
It's more fun when you're winning. That's what you're trying to say, right?
Yes. So my latest devastating loss that I've had. So today, on Wednesday night, I took Zion over 26.5 points, Steph Curry over 30.5 points, and Devin Booker over 27.5. So, not exactly niche people, not betting assists or rebounds. I was like, all these guys are really good. I need a win. They're all-star players. Devin Booker had just been named to the all-star game. I'm going to go over. Zion kills it. Booker kills it. Steph Curry goes 1-for-11 from three and ends up with 24 points. And it was incredibly frustrating to watch.
At least you won the other two, right?
Yes, that is true. But it was still very difficult. There's something about even though you can't really focus, I obviously focus on the wins, which is fun, but there's something about when you lose one like that, when he goes 1-for-11, I'm just
crushing. Yeah. Because it makes a couple more shots, you've got it. It's done.
Exactly. And for him to go 1-for-11, it's just devastating.
Very, very un-Steph Curry-like for that one. Yeah, I've been having some heartbreak lately as well. I should be betting just the individual games, I feel like, but I love to put the teams together in a parlay.
Yes. Well, it's just very tempting because
odds and it builds, and it's a lot more fun to say, all right, I could win, $20 for a $5 bet, then I could win, $4 here and $4 here and $4. It's just more fun that way. And yet I feel like every single time one team always screws me. No matter what, I get everything right except the one team. And I'm like, well, I should have just bet. It really is. I know what I should be doing, and yet I'm still not doing it, Elliot.
Well, I brought it up on the Wednesday pod, but I had the Hornets plus 12 against Utah. They're trailing or they're winning by a point heading into the fourth. And I'm like, I'm feeling really good about this. And they end up losing by, I think it ended up being almost 20 points. Just unreal how it worked out. But yeah, I know. That's the thing is whenever I'm starting to build my ticket on the app, I get to two or three teams and I'm like, okay, this seems reasonable. And then I'm like, well, if I add a fourth, all of a sudden I'm up to, X whatever.
Yeah, there's no way these guys lose. I'll just put a money line betting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. The money line's been killing me lately too. I've been very confident with my money line bets, and then the Lakers lose to the Wizards, and you're like, what? What was that? How did that happen? That's the one that got me. I'm so with you. It is so much fun. The best part, in all honesty, is to watch these games and have something riding on it. You know, it's like even if it doesn't go my way, I watched a Lakers-Wizards game and was totally in, like locked into that game, enthralled by it. And yet, you know, I do think that it's the juice is worth the squeeze, even if you don't always win. I think there's just having those stakes on games that normally I literally couldn't care less about. It just makes it more fun, factually.
This is a larger scale point, and then we can get it to the NFC East, but this is both a gambling and just a general point. I wonder if other people are feeling this. So we've essentially been quarantining / dealing with COVID for a full calendar year now, right? I mean, a year ago at this time, I was in Indianapolis at the Combine. And I feel like through the first like 7 or 8 months, it was like, you know, almost enjoyable staying home in a way. And like, it was different, new and all that. Now I feel like there's certain days where I just can't wait to get to 7 o'clock so I can follow my bets on the Parx Casino app. Like, I'm just like,
I know. I'll tell everyone. I get a text from Elliot daily. What are the shekels on tonight?
Yeah. just killing time until 7.
Oh, it's the best. All right. Well, let's get into the NFCs, because we've had some fun talking about the future bets. And I do think, look, I know there's a lot that can change and stuff, but there is the opportunity to find value, especially if you think certain things are going to happen and you can get out in front of it. Like, for example, before we dive into the full-on odds for each of the four teams in the NFC East, today we find out that even though, quote-unquote, he technically hasn't demanded a trade, according to Adam Schefter, Russell Wilson trade stuff
much like
is,
Carson.
Russell Wilson trade stuff is a lot more real than we thought it was. And there's even a list of teams that he is willing to go to, with four teams on that list. And wouldn't you know it, one of the four teams that Russell Wilson would be willing to go to is the Dallas freaking Cowboys. Dallas sucks, Elliot.
There it is.
It's got to be there. What do you make of these Russell Wilson rumors? And then the point being that we're going to talk about these odds, and Dallas is the favorite. We'll get to that in a sec. But right now, and again, we'll get to specifics and what we like about these odds and all that. But right now, as of this moment on the Parx Casino Sportsbook app, Dallas is a +105 favorite to win the division. If Russell Wilson goes to Dallas, those odds are getting way worse for you. Like, all of a sudden,
they're a minus 200
or whatever it is, even more than that. So if you think, and look, I think there's real smoke to this Russell Wilson thing. If I had to bet today, is Russell Wilson a Seahawks start next season? I think I'm leaning towards no, and I would have never said that yesterday, but this just feels like movement. And assuming you think Russell Wilson can get traded, Dallas, one of the only four teams who theoretically have a shot to get him, according to Russell Wilson, you have to consider those when you're looking at these types of odds.
Yeah, so you said you would lean towards him not being on the Seahawks.
Like 51-49 right now.
Yeah, so I would be shocked if he's on the Seahawks next
year.
Wow,
hold up, real quick, and this is a big change for you, because the last time you and I talked about this, you felt pretty confident he would be a Seattle Seahawk.
Yeah, but now I think when you get team names out there and it gets to this point, I mean, it isn't quite like what happened with Carson in the way that that one seemed. You know, it was longer. It seemed like it was way more heated. But this one, I think, is reaching those points with articles coming out about how, you know, he's upset with the coaching staff. And there was part of the report that he stormed out of one of the coaching meetings because he was upset. Now there's team names, and he didn't demand a trade, but if they were to trade him, this is where he would want to go. It just really seems like it's leaning towards him being traded. And, you know, honestly, I do think Dallas is a team that could end up getting him. If you're Dallas, would you rather franchise Dak Prescott and, you know, give him, I think it's something like $30 million, if not a little more this
probably
year. I think it might have been $37 million. But you give him that, or give him a contract with, you know, $80 million guaranteed over X amount of years, or you can just trade for Russell Wilson, who, and Dak's good. I like Dak, but Russell Wilson's way better. I mean, Russell Wilson's, I don't know, top three quarterback, top four quarterback in the league. So if the Cowboys have a chance to get Russell Wilson, they go out and do it. I mean, if I'm the Seahawks too, and I can get the number 10 pick for Russell Wilson, look, you don't want to trade Russell Wilson. I mean, at the end of the day, you'd prefer to have him. But if you're going to get the number 10 pick back, I mean, that's pretty good. Like that, you know, that's a pretty good asset to get back, especially if the teams where he wants to go, the Saints, the Raiders, and the Bears, all draft lower.
Yep. That's a great point.
The Cowboys do.
It's a really good point, Elliot. Like the Cowboys draft capital wise, whether it's the first round or multiple rounds later or whatever, this year have the best draft capital of those teams we're talking about. That's a really good
point.
And
if you're Seattle and you get that number 10 pick. So let's say the Cowboys offer Seattle number 10 and then a first round pick in each of the next two drafts. If you're Seattle, you're assuming that those picks will be, you know, playoff picks, right? Like the Cowboys will be a playoff team with Russell Wilson. So they're going to be in the 20s. But what Seattle could do is they could take number 10 and then those two picks and move up to like, you know, number 6 with the Eagles, right? Or something like that, and go up and get your quarterback. So I think that the Cowboys having that number 10 overall pick is such a huge asset for them when it comes to the ability to go get Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it's a great point. And thus, if you think like Elliot does and I do, that there's a real chance that Russell Wilson will be on the Dallas Cowboys to start the season, then you should be blasting these odds. Because let's dive into these odds for the NFC East, Elliot, as expected, I think we would all expect, you know, with just the idea of Dak coming back, that Dallas should be the favorite in the division. They are the favorite, a relatively substantial favorite at +105. But, I mean, if they get Russell Wilson, like we talked about, those odds shoot way down. Where do you stand on – let's talk about it. Obviously, I think –
where do you think they would go to?
I think it'd be like -200, -300 range, somewhere in that range.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so, too.
Like a clear favorite if that happens. And think about that type of value that you can get by taking that risk, especially because right now at +105, I think it's still a pretty decent bet, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I would say that they're the favorites. I mean, you know, when we're talking about the NFC East, first of all, it feels like it's said every year, but it's worth saying when you're talking about, you know, placing your shekels down, right? Like, no team has won the division 2 years in a row for, what, 13 years now or something like that?
Longer, I mean, since, like, 04, 05, right? Or 03, 04 or whatever.
It was the Eagles.
Yeah, so like it's been, like, 16 or 17 years.
So, right off the bat, for me, I'm wiping Washington off. Like, yes, maybe they'll beat the trend, but I don't think they're good.
I love that. I mean, it's so ridiculous, though. I get it, but that is a ridiculous thought that we're going to wipe Washington off just because the team hasn't won the division back in 2 years.
So I will go through each team, but to me, the only two teams worth putting your money on off these current odds are the Cowboys and the Eagles. I don't think the Washington or the Giants. You're just throwing your money away.
If I could bet on a team to finish in last place, I would bet everything I have on the Philadelphia Eagles. That's how I feel.
So I might bet them to finish in last two, but what I know is at +400 compared to the other two teams, they have a better chance of winning the division, in my opinion, than Washington.
That is an asinine thing to say. That is crazy. We'll get there. Let's stick with the Cowboys for another minute here,
right?
Because I do agree. I think. I'm much higher on Washington than you, and we'll get to it. I actually might think Washington is the best bet on the board, but I do think that the Russell Wilson thing changes my calculation a little bit because I think Dallas at +105 is still a good bet. Like, I do think they have the most – if Dak is back and we, you know, like look like we expect them to look without Russell Wilson, I think they are, by leaps and bounds, the most talented offensive team in the division. I don't think there's any question about
easily.
That. And
yes.
I think overall, even though coming off here with a historically bad defense, I think probably still the most talented team in the division. So I think Dallas at +105, on the face of it, on its own, is not a bad bet. But if you're talking about getting Russell Wilson, like, that's the type of stuff, and that's why we're talking about these odds now, is the idea that you can get a massive advantage if you're willing to take a risk. You know, if you're willing to say, I believe, because when you look at those teams there, I do think that Dallas is the most likely landing spot. I really do. I think it just makes so much sense across the board. And to your point, they do have the most draft capital to offer right now. I really believe that Dallas, if Russell Wilson is traded, my guess is that he's a Cowboy. And if I believe that, it makes all the sense in the world for me to take advantage of these +105 odds and throw something out there, because I would feel incredibly confident. To Elliot's point, like, they're winning the division if they get Russell Wilson, unless, of course, there's always the possibility that, you know, Washington goes out and trades for Deshaun Watson or whatever, and then it's a whole different
discussion. Which is not going to happen.
I don't think so either, but I think it's pretty safe to say if they get Russell Wilson, they are a heavy favorite.
And you know, so you said that you thought the odds would be like minus 200, minus 300. And I agree. I think they would be like that. But I'm looking at some of the other divisions right now, because I think if Russell Wilson goes to the Cowboys, they are the heaviest favorite to win their division in the NFL. Would you agree with that? I mean, when you look at the other three teams.
I still think Kansas City is such a juggernaut that I would probably still say Kansas City is the favorite to win their division more so, even though I know the Chargers could be good and all that. But I think Denver could be better, possibly. You know, I think there's some upside there. The Raiders could be better. But I just think the Chiefs are so much better than those teams that I would still – and I've just seen the Chiefs do it consistently for 2 years now, really 3 years, that I would still, if I had to bet my life, so to speak, on a team to win a division, it would still be the Chiefs. But I do think after that, yeah, probably if Russell Wilson goes to Dallas, I think they're probably the best bet to definitively win their division.
So the Chiefs are minus 455 right now.
So Parks agrees with me is the point.
Yeah, Parks agrees with you. But my point is, I think the Cowboys would be actually closer to that than like minus 200.
So I'm looking, and it looks like it's really the Chiefs and Green Bay are the only two that are anywhere near that. Like, other than that, it's all minus one, you know, less than 2-1 odds. Like, so, you know, lower than minus 200, like minus 134 for Tampa Bay to win their division. We talked about Dallas plus 105, minus 106 for the Colts to win their division, plus 105 for Baltimore, and so on and so forth. But Green Bay is also minus 305 to win that division. So that's a pretty big gap there. So I agree. I think you could see it go even further, like minus 300 for sure. I think that's possible.
Yeah, 354, just cause, especially because you brought up Washington, like maybe they do something at quarterback. I don't think Deshaun Watson is going to Washington. Like, I don't think he would. I mean, maybe he accepts it just to get out of Houston at this point. But if I'm Deshaun, like, I'm not super excited about forcing my way to Washington. So I actually don't think Washington is going to make a big move at quarterback. I don't think they'll make a move where we go, wow, that's like a odds altering move. Right. So I do think that, you know, Dallas at plus 105, honestly, I think even when they re-sign Dak, that might go down a little bit. I wonder how much of this is built in.
That's actually a really interesting point.
Protecting themselves against Dak going somewhere else. But like, I do think that these odds are going to go, they're going to go down.
All right, so we both agree Dallas plus 105, a good bet now, and a chance to be a really great bet if things shake a certain way. Before we get to the rest, obviously we're talking about the Park Casino Sportsbook app. If you haven't downloaded the app, I don't know what you're doing. It is so fun. It's easy to use. It's intuitive. As we've talked about, you can bet on many different things, from the games themselves to player performances, as we discussed before, to in-game betting. You know, as the game's happening, you start a game, you're like, oh, I'm betting on Los Angeles tonight. And 10 minutes in, you're like, whoa, they don't have it. Guess what? You can flip it around and go the other way. It is so fun to use. It is a blast. And again, you can bet on everything and anything and everything. Elliot, we talked basketball before, but Elliot been making a little coin betting on some soccer lately. Is that still into the soccer betting-y?
Yeah, I'm still trying. Absolutely. We had someone DM'd me with a good point. They said like to bet the under on the early games, which I thought was interesting. But I have a basketball future
Ooh,
bet for you guys.
So yes,
I'm looking right now. Looking right now. I like Brooklyn plus 325. Brooklyn's winning it all. I think that they're winning it all. It's going to be them or LA.
I think the Lakers are winning it all, but I think that's I would bet on Brooklyn to come out of the East. I saw your tweet earlier. I think that you underrate the Sixers' chances to beat Brooklyn. I don't think it is impossible that they could beat Brooklyn, but I agree. If I'm picking, I think Brooklyn is going to win the East, and I still think the Lakers win the title.
This is what you really need to know about who's right or wrong in this debate. Brooklyn is plus 325 to win it all. Philly is plus 1,200. So what is that telling you about who's the substantially better team?
It tells me that it tells me that a lot more people are betting on Brooklyn to win is what it tells me.
I mean, yes, that's part of it. But at the same time,
that's everything. That's the point. Like, it's not like these guys say, all right, they put the odds where people are going to bet on them. So if people are not betting on Philly to win, then their odds are going to get worse. Like, that's just the way
this
works.
That's fair. I just do think it's interesting that Philly's the number one seed in the conference and they're plus 1,200.
That tells me bet on Philly. Because those odds are crazy.
It's like a better bet. Yeah, I agree with that.
Because I do think that Philly matches up with Los Angeles pretty well comparatively. I mean, we've talked about this before, but I do think that Ben Simmons is one of the few guys in the NBA who can at least take a run at defending LeBron. So I don't know. I think you're too down on Philly, but I, on a basic level, I agree that I think Brooklyn is going to win the East. And I think that for those odds, what is Los Angeles' odds right now to win it all?
So I was looking at the title, not like the conferences. But so for
right, that's
LA
my point.
To
that's
win
my
it
point.
All, yeah. For LA to win it all, they're plus 260. For the conferences, Brooklyn is plus 140 and Philly is plus 550.
Yeah, I mean, again, I think Brooklyn will win the conference. I think that's a good bet. I think Philly is a better odds bet because I don't think they
Agreed.
Can't beat Brooklyn. But I think that plus, what was it, plus 325 to win it all, you said?
That's what Brooklyn
is. Yeah, I think that's a good bet because I agree with you. I still think Los Angeles is the best team, but I think Brooklyn has a real, real, real chance to win it all. They are going to be really hard to stop. They just don't play any defense. But, man, you know.
Yeah, but they're just so good.
They can
like,
go
they
basket
just score,
for basket.
They score
I know.
So easily.
I know. I'm with you. I've been really impressed with Brooklyn. Either way, see, this is the fun that you can have. We would not be this excited about talking about Brooklyn and Los Angeles winning a title if it weren't for the Parx Casino Sportsbook app. I promise you that. So here's the deal. If you download now, if you sign up now, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. 500 shekels, as we like to say. Download the app or go to parxcasino.com/PA and use our promo code GOBIRDS. That's GOBIRDS to get your risk-free bet of up to $500. Again, that's parxcasino.com/PA. The website has all the details. Your risk-free bet is refunded on your loss as a free bet. As always, you must be 21 and present in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, let's get to these other odds here because we talked a lot about Dallas, and Dallas sucks, so enough of that.
There it is.
All right, so the next best odds are Washington at plus 375. To win the division. Then right after that, New York at plus 400 and the Eagles at plus 400. We'll get to those two in a sec, but I'll start here on Washington because it seems like we're very different. You're basically, and again, you know, obviously kind of a little tongue-in-cheek with the whole I'm not picking them just because they won it last year, but I do think...
Well, not completely tongue-in-cheek. I mean, that is a factor for me. Like, it's not my it's not my overriding factor,
I mean,
but, like,
is,
when something
is,
hasn't happened for 14, 15
years... Yeah, but that's the definition of coincidence and flukiness and stuff like that. Like, that is going to end
maybe,
at some point.
I mean,
all right, so let me say this. Do you think that's going to last forever? Do you think that
no,
for the rest of the NFL...
Forever.
Exactly! So at some point, it's got to end. Why not this year? Like, I think it's a... I don't think that's a great argument.
If I miss 15 shots in a row, would you bet on me to miss the 16th? I mean, to make the 16th?
You realize that this is a bad, like, that is not apples to apples. That's how good a shooter you are. Like, this is a fluky thing that has happened. Like, and there's no other, there's a reason that it hasn't happened in any other division in the sport. Like, there's a reason, right? Like, this is a fluky thing. Like, this is not a reason to not bet against on Washington, in my opinion. I think that's crazy.
First of all, I'm just as good of a shooter as Daniel Snyder is running a football team. So, like, if you want to go ahead and put your money on Daniel Snyder, go
for
it.
How about this? Tweet at us. Everyone who listens to the pod, tweet at us and tell us if you think that it is a reasonable, logical reason to not bet on Washington because they won the NFC East last year, because I think that's crazy. I think it's crazy.
Well, the way you phrase it is leaving out context, but I see what you're...
What is the context?
The context is, do you think it's crazy to not bet on Washington to win the division because no team has repeated in 15 years?
Yes, that's the exactly. Yes, sure. Because
but that's a more fair way to put it than what you're saying.
Sure. It's just, again, my...
you're saying, should I not pick them because they won it last year? That leaves out the important piece of context.
Won it last year. Right. Won the NFCs last year. Regardless, people have been listening to our conversation. I'm not putting a tweet out where we need context. People are listening to what we're saying. The reason that Elliot is not going to bet on Washington, is that a logical reason not to bet Washington? I would argue no. And in fact, I would argue that Washington plus 375 is actually my favorite bet on this board. I think Washington's good. I think you underrate them. Now, I know they don't have a quarterback, and that is a big issue, and I don't feel great about betting on a team that doesn't have a quarterback, but I do think they're going to address the position somehow. I don't think that what they have now, Taylor Heineke, and that's it, is going to be their quarterback solution for 2021. I think they will do something. And I think the Washington defense is the single thing that you can count on in this division the most. Of all eight units, you know, forgetting special teams.
Right.
All eight units, the offense and defense for each team, Washington's defense is the best of the eight. That matters to me.
It does. I mean, I think I think Dallas's offense is close to Washington's defense. Now, you do have some questions there about the quarterback. But my thing with Washington is, I agree they'll do something. Like, I don't think they're going to go into the air with Taylor Heinicke as their quarterback. And as fun as watching him against Tampa Bay was in the playoffs, let's be real here. Like, he is not a long-term solution. He's their starting.
I'm so with you. Like, you never know. He could be stuff like that happens. You never know. He looked great in that game. But I am very with you. I would not bet on Taylor Heinicke being a top whatever starter in the NFL, or even a good starter in the NFL.
If I told you he was going to start their 16 games for them next year, would you still bet them to win the division?
I mean, I wouldn't feel as good about it. No, I would have to really stop and think. But again, like, remember, like, they had essentially, like, I think Alex Smith last year looked worse than Taylor Heinicke in that game, certainly, and they won 7 games and went to the playoffs. So, you know, does matter.
Here's my thing with Washington. I don't see a path for them to substantially upgrade the quarterback position. Like, when I look at the options,
real quick. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick with Washington, yeah, I would still bet on them to win the division.
Fitzpatrick would be interesting, although I will say, like, Fitzpatrick, when he's been a starter, has not been as good. Like, when he has to play, like, you know, 13 straight games or whatever, he's not been as impressive as when he just has to come in and spot duty.
That's fair.
So, now, that being said, I think he's better than Heinicke and all those things. But, you know, and if you've listened all year to the Parks pod on our picks, like, so much of my, like, what I believe in is just how good their quarterback is. So when I look at Washington, I'm like, they don't have a quarterback. And I don't see a path to upgrading. Like, maybe Jameis Winston, maybe Sam Darnold. I don't think they're going to get Russell Wilson or Deshaun Watson. Clearly, if they get them, then my opinion will change, obviously, if they get either of those two. But short of them getting those two, if I look at this, I say, like, the odds are really not that different between Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. And when I think about, of those three teams, which has the largest variance? Where, like, in week 9, I'm saying, okay, they are way better than I expected. I think it's the Eagles.
Oh, so, see, that's our fundamental disagreement. Whatever we think about Washington or New York, and we'll get to New York in 1 sec, but I think the Eagles are like a 3-13 team, Elliot. Like, I think
they could be. They absolutely could be.
But you're saying they could be, and I agree. They, you know, anything's possible. But I'm telling you what I think about this team. I think they're going to be awful. Like, just awful. Okay. Like, I think they're going to be horrible.
Let me ask you this.
Yes.
Which quarterback of Washington?
I don't think Jalen Hurts can save the roster. Is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Even if Jalen Hurts is awesome, even if he proves to be the guy of the future, I think best case they're a 5-win team. Like, I think this team is awful.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. We really disagree on this.
I think this team is horrendous. I think they are, again, a bottom 3-5 roster in all of the NFL. Like, I think they're so bad. And I don't expect – Nick Sirianni might be good down the road or whatever, but I'm not expecting Nick Sirianni to walk into this team in this situation at the age of 39 without any head coaching experience with a bunch of younger guys around him and just be great off the bat. I'm just not expecting that. I don't expect it. I expect him to struggle too. I expect there to just be issues. Like, I think this team's going to stink.
So,
and I think it's a bottom five roster before they trade away guys and get rid of older veterans and all that.
So from a gambling perspective, I will say – that you like if you're listening to this and you're like me and you think the Eagles could be better than people think, you would like to see their odds at more like +600, right? Because you're not really getting a ton of value because they're like tied with New York and Washington. But from picking out of those three, I just personally feel that the thing that could change how I view these three teams is Jalen Hurts being super special. And while I agree that Jalen Hurts cannot uplift this roster to like a 10-win team, I do think if Jalen Hurts is special, like if we're watching him and saying, wow, he's that dude, like he's that guy, then you're going to view the whole team differently. So I think that there's a better chance of that happening than Daniel Jones doing it or whoever Washington signs. So from a gambling perspective, I like the idea of buying low on Philly at +400 because if Jalen Hurts is as good as I think he can be, I think that they'll be better than those two teams.
Yeah, this is with the acknowledgement that I think Jalen Hurts could be really good and could be special and all that. Like, I still think that's on the table. I just don't think that Jalen Hurts, even a special Jalen Hurts, is enough to uplift this roster past 5 wins, 6 wins max, something like that.
But the Giants only won 6 games last year.
Right. I, I don't think the division is as bad across the board this year as it was last year. I think that was fluky. I think we saw it over the second half of the season. Like, I think someone wins eight games this year, and I think the Eagles' best case is six. And that's like if Jalen, that's like if Jalen Hurts comes out of the year and we say, oh, he's a top five guy in the NFL. Like, I think he has to be that great for them to win six games. Like, that's where I'm at with the Eagles.
Well, I wish we could make some type of bet on this, because I would almost bet my life that if Jalen Hurts is viewed as one of the top five quarterbacks in the NFL at the end of last year, the Eagles will have either won the division or at least won eight games.
Yeah, I just don't see it. And again, I don't expect Jalen Hurts to be a top five quarterback either.
No, I don't either. I think that's unrealistic for next year.
We are very, 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 very divergent on how good we think this team can be peak-wise. Quickly, the Giants, because we haven't really talked about it. I think it just seems like, I think by our conversation, that when you look at these bets, we'd rather just bet on a short thing like Dallas, or you'd rather take Philadelphia. I'd rather take Washington as my long shot. It seems from a gambling perspective, neither of us really expect the Giants to win this division.
Can I curse for a second? Is it acceptable? Sure.
Yeah, please. Earmuffs. Earmuffs.
My official stance on the Giants this year is fuck out of here. The Giants are not doing anything.
Good stance.
Let's be real. Like, okay, you're telling me Daniel Jones, who's had 2 years to show that he's special, is now going to play good? I don't believe that. You're telling me their defense, like, I forget the defense coordinator's name now off the top of my
head. Patrick Graham.
But people are talking about him being a head coaching candidate. Like, that defense is not leading them to a division title, right? They're going to re-sign Leonard Williams for way too much money. Joe Judge is not, to me, like a legit NFL head coach. He was better than I expected. They weren't a complete dumpster fire, but I'm not afraid of Joe Judge. When I look at these four teams, I would not put a single shekel on the New York Giants to win. Not one. There is 0% chance to me that they are the NFC's champions next year.
And now the Giants are going to win the division. No, I'm
there it is.
I'm with you. I don't believe in Joe Judge. I don't believe in Daniel Jones. Pretty much it.
Or the rest of that roster. Like, really, when you look at that roster, and I know they beat the Eagles last year, but like, when you look at that roster, who do you look at and say that's like an elite level talent?
Not many. I mean, Leonard Williams had a great year for them. I don't know if he's elite level or not, but he finally played like the sixth pick in the draft. I mean, Saquon, but he's, you know, not healthy, but assuming Saquon
comes back fully.
I would say Saquon is elite level talent, but I'm with you. They're few and far between. Oh, and the linebacker, that one linebacker is pretty good.
I'd say for the Eagles, so.
Well, that's the problem, right? I mean, that's the issue.
Right, that's the overriding issue here.
Yeah. So I think that, look, I think the interesting thing to take away is that when you look at the NFC East odds, like, there are some really interesting bets to be made. Now, you wish the longer odds were longer, particularly with a team like the Eagles, who, like, really have kind of said they're not trying this year, as opposed to, I think, you know, if I'm going to bet on a team to win the division, I want to bet on a team that is all in on the year, like Washington won the division last year, clearly all in type of thing. But I do think there's some interesting bets. And ultimately, I honestly think the best bet on the board, if you believe that there is even a 50 to 60% chance that Russell Wilson is a Cowboy, I think that's the best bet. Like, those odds are going to go way down.
Yeah, I would rank my best bets Dallas, because you're still getting them at a plus, where if they get Russell Wilson, yes, you know, you're probably going to...
It's still plus odds, exactly.
There.
It's a great point. You're still getting more than one-to-one odds.
Right. So I would go Dallas, Philly, Washington, New York.
And I would obviously go Dallas, Washington. And as sad as it is, I would actually, even with all we just said, I would bet on the Giants to win the division before I would bet on Philly. So
It's just so insane.
And it's not insane. The Eagles are horrible.
I can't wait till Saturday.
Oh,
I
just, all right. So check us out on Saturday, 1-3 on WIP. We're going to be arguing about the NFCs and about the Eagles and Elliott's belief that they can be a lot better and compete than I think they can. That is absolutely happening on Saturday. Call us, 215-592-9494. If you're a podcast listener, tell the producer you're a podcast listener so they put it on the board and I could take you quick, because I think a couple people last time, we had so many pod listeners calling, which like made our day. But a few of them had to wait on hold, and you shouldn't have to. If you didn't tell the producer you didn't know to put, you're a podcast listener, I'll make sure they know to put it if you tell them. Tell them you're a podcast listener. We'll get you right up, and we couldn't appreciate it more.
Yep, you got to let us know you're a pod listener. You'll get right up. That's how it works.
Boom. All right, any final thoughts, E?
No, I guess just wish me luck tonight, you know? Like,
yes.
I'm going to try my best. I'm going to make the best picks I can on the Parks app, and then I'm going to slowly watch them deteriorate throughout the night. So
same. I can't wait. Either way.
See how it goes. Maybe I'll order cookies to make myself feel better at around 9 o'clock. Who knows?
Either way, download the app. Have some fun with us. Tweet at us. Let us know what bets you're making. We love to have fun with this and interact and all that good stuff. So please do that. And again, check us out tomorrow, Saturday, 1 to 3 on WIP. And then, of course, next week and so on and so forth. As we keep on rolling, Elliot. The season
Amen.
Ends, but we don't. You know what I'm saying?
We always keep going. That's how it is. You know, even through bad bets, we keep going.
All right, we'll talk to you guys soon. He's Elliot James. We'll see you later.